This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is now one step from starting a massive COVID-19 vaccination campaign, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After a day-long meeting,
we do have a favorable vote.
An independent Food and Drug Administration advisory panel endorsed Pfizer's vaccine for emergency use. FDA scientists are also expected to sign off on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness in fighting a disease that's killed nearly 300,000 in the U.S. The first people could start getting shots in days. Pfizer says it'll have about 25 million doses of the two-shot vaccine for the U.S. by month's end. Initial supplies will be mostly reserved for healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the brakes on a bipartisan COVID relief package that a group of senators has been trying to get to aid workers and businesses struggling because of the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's been pressing for a five-year liability shield to protect companies from lawsuits over COVID-19 illnesses and says a trade-off in the works, $160 billion to state and local governments in exchange for a one-year shield, isn't going to fly.
Democratic colleagues want to pretend they're bravely fighting big corporations, but they're really bullying small business owners and college presidents.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
we have to have a bill and we cannot go home without it.
Meanwhile, President Trump has pushed for another round of stimulus checks instead of an unemployment benefit, but no aid for local governments. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones and the S&P closing lower, but the Nasdaq posting gains in Thursday's trading.